Dry Eyes, Boredom. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Yeah, instant illumination. Dry eyes, boredom. As people are sitting vacantly looking at things or talking about things, their body ceases to operate at its proper mode. And the tear ducts just do not produce the moisture that the eyes enjoy to be harmonious. And so you have dry eyes. Whenever you see a person with dry eyes, you can be sure that person is bored. Well, what about a person that's got rheumy eyes and the eyes are running all the time? Like older people oftentimes have runny eyes. They have eyes that are always moist and runny, very, very heavily. Well, that's another thing. Ones that are by age or by something else not operating properly, not functioning as they should, that's another story. But we're talking about normal, ordinary human beings who get bored. And normal, ordinary human beings whose eyes and body is working in a perfectly normal way, when they are bored, a good signal of that is when their eyes are dry. Now, when you're watching a movie, and the movie is a tearjerker, your eyes are moist, and you are in a tearjerker frame of reference. And when the movie is frightening, your eyes are moist too, and so on. But when you are bored, when the movie does not delight you, when the movie does not turn you on, when the movie irritates you, your eyes become dry, and you have difficulty in focusing, you have difficulty in being comfortable with your eyes. We have that as a pretty good test for us, because we don't pay much attention to it, because we're very seldom bored. And that's true. We're very seldom bored to that degree that we have dry eyes. But whenever you have dry eyes to the extent that you are really dry-eyed, then you can know that you are really bored. And when you're really bored, that's just an indication that you're not living in the now. That's an indication that you're not living in the past, you're not living anywhere, you're just bored, and you are, and they say bored to tears. Well, that's another phrase. But this kind of bored is when you are mentally bored and nothing seems to sparkle you or give you any glow in your face or your eyes or your beingness. What happens when you have that deep inner happiness that makes you feel just a wonderful wow-wee? Your eyes are just twinkling with teardrops, you know, and happy teardrops. Your eyes are just aglow with that moisture that's within you, that comes out and says, oh, I'm so happy. And other times, oh, I'm so sad. Well, it's a different type of tear. It's almost like a sludgy, dry tear. And the sludgy, dry tear is not comfortable in the eyes when you're unhappy. The unhappiness you have is shown outwardly in your tears, and they are not good-looking tears. A mother who has tears of joy, she doesn't have red eyes. She doesn't look like she's been up all night crying about something. A person who is unhappy with himself and feels sorry for themselves, and they cry, their eyes look all red and patchy, and they look just like hell warmed over. And it's not a pleasant thing to look at all. Now, why would we, in instant illumination, talk about dry eyes? Well, you think that you're going through life and getting the most out of it and having a lot of fun. Well, if you have dry eyes, you can be sure you're not having a lot of fun. And it's about time that all of us start having a lot more fun in life. Now, how do we have a lot more fun in life? when something happens? Why do people laugh at things that are not funny? Why do people cry at things that are not sad? Why do people do things that seem so contrary to the emotional, the attitudes that might normally be there? Why do people do that? Well, they do it because of one thing. They do it because they want to get their body flowing. And they think that's one way of doing it. And a person has a cry and they are done. And you say, well, did you have a good cry? Did you get it out of your system? Did you get all that unhappiness out of your system? Did you get all that worry out of your system? Did you get all that anxiety out of your system? Did you have a good cry? You know, so often that sort of phrase comes up. And really, those are human type of attitudes that are not very beneficial. We say, well, crying can't be beneficial because it gets it out of our system. No, it doesn't. All it does is exasperate, it's not true, and exacerbate it in our being. It makes it worse and builds it up, and it's not what we want to have at all in our system. Happiness is something that we want to make our everyday fair. How do we bring happiness into our life, and how do we bring only happiness into our world? How do we make that our only instant illumination? How do we make happiness our only instant illumination? Well, we make happiness our own instant illumination by doing this simple thing, which we have spoken of so many times before. And the simple thing is just to say, I like me. When I say, I like me, and I keep saying I like me, little ideas come up in my mind, in my thinking, in my body, that confirm that I like me. As I say I like me, thoughts of I like me come up, thoughts of happiness come up, thoughts of harmony, of where I have been doing something just right, and where all the people in my world are really just fabulous, just wonderful, just lots of fun. When I say I like me, my whole world looks a lot brighter, a lot more happily. And you say, well, what if you don't believe it? Well, just keep saying it. Just keep saying it. Because as you think in your heart, so it is. As you speak your word, so it is. Let it come up. Let it come out of your being. Let it come forth. And as it comes forth, you will find that it will bring with it its brothers and sisters. So when you say, I like me, then all of your likable attitudes, all your likable traits, all your likable talking about yourself comes up. When you say, I like me, then you start thinking of why you say, I like me. Well, I like me because I'm a friendly person. I like me because I'm unconditionally loving. I like me because every time I walk out the door, everybody smiles at me because I smile at them. I like me because my pets like me. My pets come up to me and they just snuggle and hug me and they think I'm just so wonderful. But of course, that's what I do with them. Well, I like me. I like me. You see, when we think about I like me, we think of all the reasons that we like ourselves. We think of all the ways in which we put causes in motion to like ourselves. We think of all the possibilities of liking ourselves. And the probabilities of liking ourselves, and the reality of liking ourselves. What sort of thing can you think of when you say, I like me, to yourself? Well, for me, when I say, I like me, I think of my dog Rex, and I think what a good time we have together, and how much he appreciates doing things with me, even though he's got a mind of his own. Even though when he's ensconced in the house, he doesn't necessarily want to get up and go somewhere else. He just likes to lay there and be relaxed among people. He's a people dog. Well, if I were to surround myself with people, he would be right there in the midst of them. He likes people. So, I like people too. And so Rex and I encircle ourselves with beautiful people. And as we do this, it's great. Our handyman comes walking in the door, a big burly guy, And as he comes walking in the door, Rex dances around as though the most wonderful friend has just come into the building, and perhaps it is. And then as Brian sits down, Rex goes over and puts his paw up on it and says, "Pet me," and then he puts his head in Brian's lap. And he's so affectionate, he's so loving, he's so gentle. Rex brings happiness into his world, even if it might not have been there. And if somebody says, "Get that dog away from me," and Rex says, "You don't mean that. You love me. I know you do." And Rex just sort of looks up at them with his big brown eyes, and they have to love him. You see, that's the kind of person that Rex is shining forth. That's the kind of person. Rex is never in a bored situation. When Rex ever has nothing to do, he lays down and sleeps. When Rex has nothing to do, he will sit on his couch and he will go on duty. And he'll look out this window, and he'll turn and look out the other window, and he'll say, "Yep, everything's okay out there. No intruders, no visitors that I haven't investigated already. Yes, there goes Anita walking by. Hi, Anita." And he just lays on my bed looking at her, and sometimes he doesn't even lift his head. Oh, but a stranger come by. International travelers, as they come through our property, Rex is looking at them. "Hey, you guys, you didn't ask for permission to come on this property. What are you doing here?" And they run frightened from him. But then I saw a group of international travelers the other day, and they were sitting down, and Rex was jumping all around them. And I said, "Come on now, Rex, back away. Come on, let them alone." And so Rex was still wanting to stay with him. And so the international travelers who spoke only Mexican, they said, "Rex, huh? Rex, 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 hey, Rex." And Rex went back to them, and Rex loved them. Well, you see, when they knew Rex was friendly, when they knew he was just a big ball of love, they were happy with him. And you can be sure they weren't bored. They were kind of frightened at first of this giant dog, this big golden retriever. But then, as they realized he was a friendly guy, they changed from their eyes being dry and frightened to their eyes being filled with joy and filled with happiness. They were no longer in that state of semi-boredom of saying, "I don't want to see dogs, I don't want to know dogs, I don't want anything to do with them unless they're my own dog." Yes, we have this situation that we can live our life so beautifully and live our life in such buoyancy and such happiness. But when we're bored, we have all sorts of indicators that tell us that. And there's no reason we should ever be bored, because just the act of living now, living in the now, is such a joyful, fulfilling adventure that if we live at all in the now, we'll live so happily, so fully, so beautifully that we won't have time to be bored, much less being bored. So this day, join me in my happiness brigade, in my anti-boredom brigade of being happy and being filled with joy and having eyes that sparkle with the tears of joy, with the magic of moisture that makes us look like the stars stopped to visit us and lingered in our eyes. Have a wonderful day, and know my starry eyes see your starry eyes, and you're wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.